Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better Podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tuminari, and with me today is Michael Tran from Rotten Inc.
Welcome. Hi, guys. Michael.
Welcome, Michael. Thank you very much for coming. So you're a tattoo artist.
Yes, I've been doing tattoo for over 8 years, and I always in Toronto.
Nice. So how did you get into tattooing?
Just hang out with some bad guy as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
And they all had tattoos?
They all have tattoo, and basically it's happened very natural. And I just get attracted by, you know, those tattoo on the skin and kind of getting, you know, to learn tattoo.
Nice. Do you specialize in like a certain style?
Yeah, I do a lot of tribal work, Asian styles of tattoo and realism. So, you know, basically I kind of do everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
More black work or color as well?
Mainly black work.
Yeah. Nice. So do you remember your very first tattoo?
Like the very first tattoo that I did?
That you did on someone else.
Okay.
Or did you do it on yourself?
No, I haven't done tattoo on myself. Firstly, I don't trust myself that much. the very, very first tattoo I did is actually for one of my friend when we were learning tattoo together. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a short script, but I fucked up the whole thing.
It wasn't
that good. Yeah, because, you know, we kind of traded skin, right? Like, he did my tattoo and I did his tattoo, but both turned out pretty bad. You know, that's memory, right? So respect.
Yeah, that was the first one. So you just get better and better.
Yeah,
exactly. As you go, it's a practice, you improve.
Exactly. You know, you got to make mistakes to, you know, to be better, right?
Yeah. And
it's part of the process.
Yeah. That's tricky, though, when you make mistakes. If I make a mistake, no big deal. If you make a mistake, it's permanent. Or can you fix it? You know ways of, like, fixing it or covering it up?
Yeah, I mean, for now, I still make mistakes. But then, you know, it's kind of different. You know, like, you're able to fix it. But it's not something, like, too terrible. Maybe it wasn't turned out as good as I expected. But, doing tattoo at the beginning, right, I make a lot of huge mistakes. And, yeah, those are very, very hard to be covered or fixed. But, you know, it's a part of the process. And, and that's how I make myself become better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense. So do you have, like, a favorite type of tattoo or style that you prefer?
I prefer to do... I don't really have any particular style I prefer better than the others, but the way I tattoo is just, all free-handed. Like, basically, I would just draw the design on your skin, and then I would tattoo, on the same, at the same time, actually. Mm-hmm. So, I just, like, I just enjoy the freedom while the client let me do whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So, will you design a lot of tattoos, or do your clients typically come with a design in mind?
Generally the client will just come up with the rough idea of the tattoos, and then I'll parse out the ideas and make it become like a actual design that fit their skin, and of course the concept that they give me.
Nice.
Yeah.
And like, what kind of equipment do you use to tattoo? Or do you have more traditional type of equipment or newer, more new age style equipment?
Yeah, so before we use a lot of, the traditional machine, like coil machine, long needle, basic setup, but, with all the technology now, right? So everything becomes, like, easier to set up, and, doesn't need we use, like, a wireless machine, right, with the battery. So, yeah, everything become, more fancy nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was the longest tattoo that you've ever done for somebody?
So one time I tattooed a client for 14 hours straight. So the guy came from Ohio, I remember. Yeah, from the state. So he only got one day in Toronto because he came here for, a short visit as well. So he was spending one day with me for a half sleep. And he was a big guy as well. So yeah, we did a session for 14 hours.
Wow.
One day.
For a half sleeve.
For a half sleeve. A full half sleeve, yeah.
That's amazing. That's a long time.
Very long time.
Very long time for you and the client too, I guess.
Exactly,
he's just sitting there, but
It was sitting like a rock though. And we didn't use any numbing cream. And yeah, I was very impressed by the guy because I turned out like even more tired than, you know, the client. So,
oh, crazy. Yeah. That's a lot of work for the tattoo artist. Mm. Yeah, that's amazing. Huh. Okay, I got to ask, what's the coolest tattoo you've ever done for somebody?
The coolest tattoo in terms of aesthetic or in terms of...
What you thought was the coolest. Looked the coolest, had the coolest story.
So one time I tattooed a client hat, like really, literally on top of his hat. And that's the first time ever I was tattooing someone's hat. So I think it was very cool. I mean, not the design, but you know, the whole experience, because it was very painful and yeah, it was really painful.
Yeah, I can't imagine it in the top of my head tattooed. So was he moving around? Was it a man?
It's a man.
Yeah.
But then the coolest part is, you know, he was drinking a lot while tattooing. So I think, you know, just to get rid of the pain, right? Yeah, I just concentrated doing my job, but then he's keep drinking and yeah, I finished the tattoo nicely, but then I gotta let him, you know, lie back for like 30 minutes before he, you know, well, sharper to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he needed to just chill out for a bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. The top of someone's head. Who would have thought? That's interesting. That's a good story. You must have great stories.
Yeah.
Michael, I really appreciate you joining us on the podcast. Mm-hmm. If folks who are watching or listening want to know more about you and Rotten Ink, where should they go?
Oh, thank you guys for watching. Right. And my studio is located at 1980 Western Road, York, Ontario. And yeah, you guys are welcome. If you want awesome tattoo, just come visit us.
Right on. Well, thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for joining us here on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you.